again. Shar Shlishi. Das Torah, Perkchi, Page, Reish Chavot. Okay, well. Okay. Come tell us Elena Lichberg, Lefnei Misha Chochm Shaloi. Kinizka Leal Benita. Like the Morris says, Anita, that the Batson, the ability to be Mukum Girs, etc., is based on Tefillah. The Mishnah says that the Torah calumnies can be yodai by a person who is his maisim are greater than his chokhmah. So that's a mind-boggling statement, because hopefully the guy has a decent amount of chokhmah, right? So if he has a decent amount of chokhmah, better have a lot of maisim and you're a shumer. And it says here's chayt kenevus l'chomosoy. And my sub rubin chokhmasr, tumashnayas. Okay, so now with the tumashnayas, that the person that has siyata neshmayan is learning, besides the tefillah, he needs to be make sure that he has yira, my sub yira skates. Couple of these kazakh, lilmud l'shem Torah, v'liyim peniyos. I'm learning it not because I have some ulterior motive. Simply, I want to absorb the truth of the Torah. Even though there's so much we need to accomplish, we shouldn't think, well, we're not ready to accomplish all of it, that we're like, we're cooked. Forget it, it's not going to happen. No, B'nai B'ris Anachnu. So we spoke before this divine element which the Torah represents is part of who we are. Step by step, don't be overwhelmed. In other words, I can say forget it. Like, so you're telling me basically to really be knowledgeable in Torah and get to the emes of Torah, you need tremendous shkida, and you need tremendous tefillah, you need the memchas torah shatar nigzus behem, you need your shemayim more than your chokhmah, you need maisim tovim more than your chokhmah, and then you gotta learn your kishkas out. So okay, my son, this is just like close up shop, and I'm done. So that's not true. And the answer isn't because, well, but the lechol gemara, yeah, you're right, you're never going to get it, but you got to keep fooling yourself and trying. Like, the answer is kavos yad yarb, because I'll say step by step. Okay, nishtad aliyos v'kiyam b'mesecht achas. Our goal is maybe to be knowledgeable in one mesecht. Again, not learn one mesecht, to be knowledgeable in mesecht. Be a bucky in the Masechta. Lizkos lachas mimal l'seir shel kinyan Torah. To feel that we've really put true effort into acquiring one of the memchas tavor. Okay. And once you get that, menel chol, we'll go to the next one. Reisiyata humin ha-shamaya. Vayad Hashem tikser. Is Hashem can do anything. So it's a mind-boggling thing. If we don't keep measuring how far we've went, we just keep doing. But a person will take a look back. Where was I 5 years ago? Where am I now? And you'll see there's a tremendous difference in your knowledge. Right, that you understand better, you've absorbed that much more Torah, and you feel that much more comfortable learning a sugya, because you feel the. I remember there was I had the tools to spend many many years in yeshiva, but when you first start learning Tosis, it's very tedious, because Tosis quotes all over Shas. Anytime Tosis quotes Shas, you got to go look it up. Right? And you have to go look up the Gemara, find where it is in the Gemara, figure out what the Gemara means, then figure out what Tosis wants from the Gemara, and then you figure out Tosis there, so figure out how to back into the Gemara. Then you go to the next piece of Tosis. You do it again, a different Gemara. I mean, it's slow, we're effort. One day it hits you, like, you know, I haven't went to look up, I've learned the Tosis, and I haven't went to look up the Gemara, because I know the Gemara. Or I'm knowledgeable to figure out what the Gemara meant to say from what Tosis is to say. Right? Where'd that come from? It wasn't like, you know, one day, because, like, you know, it's a process over a period of time. But you look back, and it's like, wow, I've grown. Like, I can do this. And it's the solution is just to be patient. A person who is willing to gather in handfuls, right? Imagine you are gathering a field, you're harvesting a field of wheat by hand, no machines, in handfuls. So you say, you know, forget it. There's hundreds of thousands of stalks over here. 100,000 pieces of grain. You keep taking handful by handful by handful. At the beginning, it looks like, you know, it's nothing. But over a period of time, you look back and say, you look at the pile and you say, wow, there's really a lot of stuff in this pile. You keep worrying about how much you're going to accomplish. You say, I can't do this. And like, by handful by handful, it's not going to happen. So that's why Chazal, so it's a pasuk. It's called the Yad Yarba. So Chazal applied to learning Torah. So Rebbe is borrowing that, you know, that nusach of Chazal. So don't worry about it. In other words, in the sense of, you know, don't be discouraged. But and I think part of the siyata umin shemaya. That's part of the siyata. If a person really, honestly does what he's supposed to be doing. There's a siyata d'shmaya which comes to that, and you look at it and you say, "Wow, that was I never would have imagined that I'm where I am now in my learning abilities. What happened? See, we're totally clueless of what it means. We have no idea what the process is to get there, or there was a siyata d'shmaya. There was. I think I mentioned to you that Rebaron, the Mishnah Rebaron." Well, Talmud asked him that, like, it's not shaykh, you know, you're not going to finish Shas. I mean, you're not gonna, no Shas. I mean, at the rate you were going right now, you know, X amount of, you know, of absorption of Torah per day, so, you know, absorbing Shas is going to be, you know, an 80-year goal, you know. So maybe, you know. So Rebaron said to him that you're taking your abilities, your knowledge, and your ability to absorb and understand where it's right now, frozen in time. You're projecting it forward. How long it will take you with this ability, this skill, level of skill, to accomplish X? And your answer is 50 years. But that's not true. Your knowledge, your skills, your ability, and the siyata d'shmaya grow, and you will absorb things more quickly. That's what Byron told him. Why? And we've seen it time and time again. I'd say it's, you know, people, whether they're learning full time or even, you know, they're working. But people who are diligent, just day by day by day, at some point in time, like, they're different. Remember, there's a Talmud here came to yeshiva, a little bit of a weaker background in learning from, and like, learning didn't go easy for him, and he just worked at it, and over a period of a few years, he really became a lamed. Every one time I said to Reb Aharon. Rebaron had very little interface with him over the years. Like, you know, someone says really loud, and he said, yeah, he didn't dismiss it, but like he thought it was just like exaggerating to be nice about the guy. He said, no, I'm serious. He's really a loud. I said, really? So he spoke to him a few days later, and he came back and said, he's really a loud. I said, yeah, I told you that. No, but he's really a loud. I said, yeah, I told you that, you know. And like, he couldn't absorb. I wouldn't absorb it either, unless I know. Like, you know, he came in, like, you know, the couple from the van. He banged his head against the wall. It wasn't going in. I had a Talmud in Tells that made this guy Taka look like a Lamdan when he started. The guy had a very weak head, and he was one of the biggest Masmidim I've ever met. Like, he, how many Tosis? He would sit there, he would cause the Tosis 50 times. You explain it to him, and he would cause it, and cause it, and cause it. Suddenly, he realizes that something he doesn't understand, he asks you again. He'd answer that, and he'd cause it, and cause it, and cause it. And he used to go over to Bachram to help him. Like, you know, he used to beg guys to help him, learn with him. You know, so the guy, he'd give him a few minutes, etc. Average night, he left base matters at 3 o'clock in the morning. Average night. He pounded the Gemara. Mamash pounded again and again and again, talking out to himself to get it clear. And it wasn't easy. You know, that didn't discourage him. He'd been a victim of physical abuse as a child. You know, physical, mental abuse. He was treated like a servant in his house as opposed to a child. That type of a mental issue on the mother's side. And the father had a weak heart, and the father would say anything, he would have a heart attack. So he realized if he says anything, his father would be agitated, his father might help him compromise. So he kept it all inside of himself. It was like, this person is a Talmid Chacham. And I remember, like, you know, he got some of the best guys in Shiva to learn with him. Because they were just all this ball from the guys that's smart. The guys, Shkita, like, you know, I learned it again, you know, it's more geschmack. You're thinking, you really, like, him, it's the same words, again and again and again. And I was like, how do you do this? And he did it. And eventually, he had a breakthrough. And I was like, you know, mind-boggling. Okay. Next parak. What time is it? What? 54.
So what? Should we? I don't know. So much. Let's say. Struggle for me is just finding time to once you're out of yeshiva, just don't get that ayin tosos, you know at best you have an hour to learn.
So what do you do? I mean, there's two questions. One question is how do you keep growing and learning, and one question is, like, you know, how do you balance the path to you, how do you balance your time? You know, if part of learning is this process where the mind is engaged and you're trying to work it through, like Gifter one time said in the Lashon, he said, you know, Gifter pushed us to move more quickly. So somebody wrote a letter to Gifter, says he heard the Rishiva prefers Bekiyas over Iyun. So Rishiva says, I don't know what the word that means, what Bekiyas means. You always have to think. Gifter was Ma'ayan. You have to think quicker. That was what she was in there.
Okay, what did that mean?
But like, how do you make your mind think quicker? Like, you know, so it's tracht und schnell. Thank you. But I saw a fascinating thing with the Reinemer. The Reinemer in his shiur, I remember one time he brought in an Inachus Moshe, I think. And he made a photocopy of the page, and he sat there being Madaik and Nachas Moshe back and forth with the Bachur. Now, the Nachas Moshe was Nifter recently. I mean, there was a contemporary person. He's not a Rashi. You're not supposed to be Madaik back and forth. So what was he doing? He was teaching them that whatever you learn, think. Do I agree with what he's saying? Do I disagree with what he's saying? Why did he say it this way? How else could he have said it? Now, is he Rashi, and I really have to think that he had all this in mind? No. But for myself, I need to think that. There was a training thought process of really trying to think things through as best as possible. So the challenge that you have, and you want to keep to a certain pace, because otherwise you lose motivation. You get bogged down, you end up feeling frustrated. But if you don't think, like, the reason why Torah changes you is not because you have knowledge of Torah, it's because you're learning and toiling in Torah. You're thinking about it. So the mind is engaged in it. So you have to find that balance, you know. So if it means that you have to do some of that on your own, like you learn your Karus X amount and you try and find some time. You can sitting in front of Gemara to do that. You can do that in your head. You know, I have this kasha. Let's, you know, I'm driving to work. Let's think through the kasha. You know, I'm walking somewhere. You know, the mind can be engaged in thinking, resolving problems, not in the official learning time. I don't know, but I find that those are the best times for me to figure things out. It's not during the, like, you know, let it percolate and think about it a little bit. There's a, you know, you're walking along, you're thinking of something, you say, oh, okay, that clicks. So, and that ability to sort of like solder things and clarify things, that's a tremendous amount of avoid. That's, you know, I remember when the guy should say Chibur is over here. I remember I told the guy, says, as far as I'm concerned, getting up and saying the Gemara Rashi Tosis, and maybe one or two Rishonim, and showing how they have different views of what the Gemara is saying. That's it, without saying any kashas, any terutzim, just being masadur the shittas, is a chiddush. And that's a valid Chibur. Nobody ever believed me. You gotta say, a kasha and a teretz, and you're a chiddush, and you're a Chibur.
That's not what Rebbe did.
But I understand, you know, but then they don't. And I even say, the mice, the first step of learning is that getting it clear what's happening in the sugya. What are different opinions saying? You know, what is Rashi saying? How is Rashi interpreting different? What's the Ramban saying? Without any the whys even, where are the points that they disagree? Just being a side of things clear in your mind. You know, that's what it means to learn. So a lot of that really a lot of that can be done not in front of the page. You know. I mean, I happen to do that. I make charts when I learn Gemara. You know, so you know, I'm not getting this clear. Like, what's going to happen over here in the Gemara, Rashi Tosis? You know, figuring out a chart takes time. Figuring out how to make the chart. You know, the count. What
charts? Take a while. Only two dimensional. It's really four dimensional. How do I get that information into?
You know, I need to figure out what are the kotarot on top. Like, what are the categories? What goes here? What goes here? What goes here? What goes here? And now then answer it. You know, but the first step is, I did my chart for the sukkahs eating the sukkah. You can't tell how long that thing took me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You know, it took me such a long time to figure out, like, okay, what am I putting where? And then once I did that, I said, okay, now let's fill in the answers. Like that took me less time. Like once you did all of that, the answers go much more quickly. But that forces you to really think it through. You know, stuff like that. I think those are great.